London police now say at least 58 people are presumed dead following a horrific fire Wednesday that destroyed a high-rise apartment building. Jonathan Vigliotti says people who lived there are now demanding answers.
Anger boiled over on Friday as people stormed Kensington and Chelsea Town Hall. Soon afterwards, Prime Minister Theresa May was chased away from a local church. On Saturday, she met with a group of residents in the more controlled setting of 10 Downing Street.
Officials have yet to answer several key questions. What caused the fire? Could it have been prevented? And why aren't people getting the aid they desperately need now?
Many survivors are sleeping on the floor in community centers, and there's still no coordinated distribution of donated food and clothing. Residents who survived said they warned the building's manager about fire hazards for years, but were ignored.
How many times have you complained about the safety of the building?
Many times.
Miguel Alves complained about construction tools blocking the exits. The neighborhood's residents' association said the management company was negligent.
People raised these concerns. People were expressing issues regarding the safety and dangerous living conditions. Unfortunately, they were not listened.
Residents are now dealing with the tragic consequences.